Let us rise, embody your spirit. Our processional hymn is 597. Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls. Everyone who woke up this morning in Pocatello, Idaho, has this smoker's throat because of air that seems to be under control. We remember our first responders and the animals and, of course, the owners of the property as they deal with this fire that is just to the west of Pocatello, to your east. And let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 592. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you are the source of life and the ground of our being. By the power of your Spirit, bring healing to this wounded world and raise us to the new life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the lesson.
The first reading is from Hosea chapter 5, verses 15 to chapter 6, verse 6. I will return again to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. In their distress, they will beg my favor. Come, let us return to the Lord, for it is he who has torn, and he will heal us. He has struck down, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live before him. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His appearing is as sure as the dawn. He will come to us like the showers, like the spring rains that water the earth. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Therefore, I have hewn them by the prophets. I have killed them by the words of my mouth, and my judgment goes forth as the light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 50, verses 7 to 15, and we'll read it responsively. Hear, O my people, and I will speak.
O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God.
Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you.
Your burnt offerings are continually before me.
I will not accept a bull from your house,
or goats from your folds.
For every wild animal of the forest is mine,
the cattle on a thousand hills.
I know all the birds of the air,
and all that moves in the field is mine.
If I were hungry, I would not tell you,
for the world and all that is in it is mine.
Do I eat the flesh of bulls,
or drink the blood of goats?
Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving,
and pay your vows to the Most High.
Call on me in the day of trouble.
I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 4, verses 13 to 25. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there transgression. For this reason, the promise depends on faith, in order that it may rest on grace, so that it may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us, as it is written, I am the father of many nations. In the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Hoping against hope, he believed that he would become the father of many nations. According to what was said, so shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was already as good as dead, for he was about 100 years old, and the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, being fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Therefore, it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now the words, "it was reckoned to him," were written not for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be reckoned to us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was handed over for our trespasses and was raised for our justification. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners. But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the little girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread throughout that district. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
And now may the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, our Redeemer. Amen. You know, this morning's lectionary, pardon me, is packed with themes. There are veins to be mined, but only so much can be digested out of a single sitting. Abraham, the ancestor of the promise. There's Matthew, the tax collector. Jairus, we found out his name in the Gospel of Luke. Jairus, the synagogue official with a daughter who has died. A woman, unnamed, whose bleeding isolates her from her community for 12 years. And of course, there's Paul, whose letter explains the trust which fills and spills from all of these people. Now, Paul's Greek, pistis, is the root for the word trust. Paul's comments are translated pistis as faith. These people dwelt in trust. They dwelt in faith. First, Abraham, who trusts in God, the one God. And these others trust the very same God, who is now incarnate in Jesus. St. Paul cites Abraham, the father of faith. It was not adherence or obedience to laws that made Abraham righteous before God. Father Abraham, Paul tells us, had complete trust in God. At that point, he is reckoned righteous. It was trust that made him leave home in order not to become the father of a nation, but of many nations, in his descendant, Jesus Christ. This same kind of trust propels the people in the gospel lesson this morning. We look at Matthew, a tax collector, who trusts and becomes Saint Matthew eventually. We heard from his gospel this morning. In response to this trust, he becomes obedient. He becomes a disciple of Jesus. The tax collectors were a despised lot by the Jewish people because they were collaborators with the hated Roman Empire. They collected taxes for the enemy, and they had a reputation well earned for collecting more than was owed. The tax collectors were lumped together with sinners in general by the Pharisees. They were lumped by them into that same suspect category who were being attracted to and welcomed by Jesus. Jesus, Matthew and Jesus, were probably already aware of each other in the marketplace of Capernaum, there by the Sea of Galilee. On the day recorded, Jesus utters an invitation to the tax collector, who sits alone, no doubt, despised in his booth, avoided socially by the other citizens. "Follow me," Jesus tells him. With no recorded question or hesitation, Matthew gets up and does just that. He then invites Jesus to eat with him. Anyone could see Jesus and his disciples breaking bread, eating figs and grapes in Matthew's home. In Near Eastern culture, sharing a meal communicates an equality which infuriated the Pharisees. Why is this rabbi, so-called, sharing a meal with a despised and notorious sinner, Matthew? They confront the disciples. "Why does your teacher do this? Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Conscious and jealous of their own authority, their own moral superiority, and their own honored position in the community, they would never do such. Sharing a meal acknowledges that the other person is of worth. Jesus heard their question. No doubt he was meant to. And his answer is straight from the Hebrew prophets. We heard them this morning. And he quotes, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." It's how we treat one another that matters to God, not the rituals we keep. As the conversation continues, they're all interrupted by a man we know from another gospel is Jairus, a leader in the local synagogue. He kneels before Jesus and begs Jesus to follow him. It's a reversal there. But the request is for Jesus to hurry to Jairus' home to heal Jairus' daughter. Now, on his way with Jairus, Jesus is once again interrupted as they hie along, who in her turn is following Jesus, but a woman who has been afflicted with years-long chronic hemorrhaging. And she reaches out in trust to touch the hem of Jesus' garment for healing. Matthew trusts, Jairus trusts, the woman deemed unclean by her physical affliction, she trusts. All are given new life. All receive healing in their own way, according to their need. Jesus comes not to condemn. Jesus comes to heal. Abraham's neighbors and family no doubt taunted him. Abraham trusts. Matthew is derided and despised as a sinner, but he trusts, and then he obeys, changed forever. And despite her fear and her share, shame, I'm sorry, her shame of hemorrhaging, isolated, this woman trusts, she is cleansed, she is restored. Despite risk to his high position in the community, Jairus trusts, risking his reputation, highly held esteem among his community. His daughter is healed. Jesus responds to all of them because he is of the Father. The Father's perfect image, made man. He has come to the sick, not those who believe themselves healthy. Thank you. Jesus is filled with mercy for those who will have it. His is a power greater than mere ritual and sacrifice. His power is mercy. His power is love. We contribute nothing to our healing except our need for it. We acknowledge our need as we trust. Jesus has come to heal, not to condemn. You know, the church is a place where self-proclaimed righteous people who have it all together will find very offensive or boring because there is nothing for them here. Jesus' church is for real sinners who really sin with other real sinners, because it's here that we find the friend of sinners, Jesus. Our hymn of the day is 588. Let us rise in body or spirit as we confess our faith as found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And gathered together by the Holy Spirit, let us pray for the church and the needs of the world. God of mercy, you call us to a life filled with acts of mercy. Ground us in following Christ, that we might extend the mercy we receive. God of grace, God of creation, all you have made is yours. Revive lands in need of healing, and make us wise stewards of all you have given us to tend. God of grace, God of the nations, you promise to deliver those who call on you. Bring an end to conflict, bigotry, and injustice in all their forms, wherever they are found. God of grace, God of comfort, you provide for those in need. Bring an end to addiction. Comfort people as they mourn. Provide tenderly for those in need, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. God of grace, God of blessings, you send the Holy Spirit to provide varieties of gifts in the body of Christ. Accompany those who traveled this summer. Make our gatherings joyous and grant us a spirit of hospitality and togetherness. God of grace, God of life, we give you thanks for saints whose lives revealed your faithfulness. May remembering their faithfulness strengthen our own. God of grace, trusting you receive all our prayers, we commend our spoken and unspoken prayers to you, O God, through Jesus our Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Thank you.
morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the second Sunday after Pentecost. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Joseph Gallegos. Happy birthday this week to Brandon Roth, Jeffrey Galvin, and Jesse Galvin. And there's more announcements.
We are planning to do VBS June 22nd to the 26th. We are looking for donations of food for snacks. There will be a sign-up sheet in the kitchen for food today. And if you want to volunteer, let Lisa or I know. And sign your kids and great-grandkids and grandkids up. We'd love to have them.
The offering will be collected at this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. O God most mighty, O God most merciful, O God our rock and our salvation, hear us as we praise, call us to your table, grant us your life. When the world was a formless void, you formed order and beauty. When Abraham and Sarah were barren, you sent them a child. When the Israelites were enslaved, you led them to freedom. Ruth faced starvation. David fought Goliath. And the psalmists cried out for healing. And full of compassion, you granted the people your life. You entered our sorrows in Jesus, our brother. He was born among the poor. He lived under oppression. He wept over the city. With infinite love, he granted the people your life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember, celebrating his resurrection, trusting his presence in every time and place. O God, you are breath. Send your spirit on this meal. O God, you are bread. Feed us with yourself. O God, you are wine. Warm our hearts and make us one. O God, you are fire. Transform us with hope. O God, most majestic. O God, most paternal. O God, our strength and our song. You show us a vision of a tree of life, with fruits for all and leaves that heal the nations. Grant us such life, the life of the Father to the Son, the life of the Spirit of our risen Savior, life in you, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. Patty, the body of Christ given for you. Lyndon, the body of Christ given for you. 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 Vic, the body of Christ given for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Please rise as you are able. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional hymn, Out into the World to Love and Serve, is 712. Thank you. Go in peace. Love and serve the Lord.